Yeah, you think.
Angela
has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well. I think there's another person on as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we will begin. Lashem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu Leakta Lashem Yudhe Bavavhe Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Deno Kanane Elena Maseya Deno Kananehu. We are studying tonight, we're beginning the study, section 22 from the Parasha of Vayera, from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. We're starting with Pasuk 289. Rabbi Elazar, le Rabbi Yose, hawo kaime. Yom ahad v'yaske b'haikira amar Rabbi Elazar ketiv Eretz yasher lo b'miskenut Lo kal ba'alechem Lo techtzar kol ba'hai Vav ba'tirei zinei Amai elah ha'itmar Yekud shabarichu Palig kol amin V'yarin lim manan Shalichan v'ara V'Yisrael La shalit v'amalaka V'lam mana achara ela Ihu bil v'hodo v'gin kach Ha'el le'ama v'la shalit V'ho achara la'ara v'la shalit la'achara. The translation. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yose were standing one day and discussing this passage. Rabbi Elazar said, it is written, a land in which, literally, which in it, you shall eat bread without scarceness. You shall not lack anything in it. Why are the words in it repeated twice? It has already been stated that the Holy One, blessed be He, divided all the peoples and the lands according to the appointed messengers. But the land of Israel has no angel or governor controlling it. Only the Holy One, blessed be He, alone. This is why He brought the people over whom no one rules, except the Holy One, blessed be He. To the land over which no one rules, except the Holy One, blessed be He. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comment, this pasuk is clear as written. The question is both asked and answered in this pasuk. Questions, comments, thoughts.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
And I'm not sure if it's in, one of those moments that it fizzles up and comes and fizzles away. But do you remember a while back when we were talking about prayers, when they were answered, and why it took so long for David's prayer to be answered because there were two angels battling? And my question is, if there's no angel, but the Holy One, blessed be He, over Jerusalem, then why were the two angels battling over where I assume David was in Jerusalem at the time? Does that make sense, what I'm asking?
It's not clear to me, so the answer I would have to give is no, it doesn't make sense yet, because I don't understand the question. So let's go back to the conversation, because one word you said describing the conversation, which I do not recall, was broken up. It was
okay.
The last word. It was the last word when you were saying what was the essence of that conversation, is that prayers are sometimes delayed in answering, or the time of the answer is not necessarily what the people making the prayer want it to be answered in, but it's always answered. That I have said many, many times.
Right, but what I was referring to is in this passage where it says that Israel has no angel or governor
right.
controlling it, okay?
Right.
Right. My question was, why then were there the two angels over Israel at the time battling so that David could not get his answer?
I think you may be referring to Daniel, not David.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, now the question makes sense, and the answer becomes clear. And it's easy to confuse Daniel and David because they both start with a D.
That's right. That's how I confuse them. They're the D boys.
So the two angels were arguing, but that was over the land of Persia, which is Israel today.
I'm sorry.
And the two angels, one was the word for angel in this respect is Elohim, with the small g, as they say. Elohim means the God of judgment, with a large G. But it also means all of the angelic messengers that are responsible for the different nations. There are 70 nations, there are 70 Elohim. And and this is why people refer to it as Elohim with the small g, because they're not Hashem. They're not at the highest level. But they are given the responsibility for different nations, meaning the different groups of people that have a similar desire to receive. So the two angels that were arguing in the book of Daniel is the angel Gabriel and the angel Michael, one representing loving kindness, Chesed, which is Michael, and the other representing Gevura, which is Gabriel. But this is the saying that there is no Elohim involved in the land of Israel. It is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a code phrase representing Hashem when he has lowered himself to be equal to the energy of Satan, so that to the human being it appears that good and evil, which is represented by Hashem and Satan, are equal. If you perceived that Hashem was in charge, then you would never choose Satan. You would never choose evil, but there would be essentially no free choice. So Hashem has to lower himself, and that name is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy Blessed One. That is what is being discussed in this parasha, in this pasuk, I'm sorry. In the land of Israel, there is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no Satan in the land of Israel. There's many different jokes expressed in Yiddish and in Hebrew that literally describes the one that I remember the most, for whatever reason, is that the Prime Minister of Israel was visiting Rome, and he visited the Pope, and he asked to make a phone call. And the Pope said, sure, you know, this phone over here goes directly to God. So, but it'll cost you $100,000 to make the call. And the Prime Minister of Israel said, $100,000? No, I said, well, it's a long-distance call. We now fast forward where the Pope is visiting the Prime Minister of Israel in Israel, and he asked to make a call. And the Prime Minister said to him, yeah, that'll be 10 cents. 10 cents? The Pope says, only 10 cents? How can that be? And Prime Minister of Israel says, it's a local call.
That is so funny.
But it really drives home the point. In Israel, there is no blockage between you and Hashem. But that doesn't mean the prayer is going to be answered in the time period that you want. Because it's only going to be answered when you have the vessel to handle the energy of whatever it is you're asking for. Ultimately, everyone becomes tzaddikim. Does that mean they have the same desire to receive? The answer is no. But whatever desire they have, the desire to receive is for the purpose of sharing. And so whatever they receive, they will share. Because they do not concern themselves with what their needs will be. They don't concern themselves with where they will sleep that night. They don't concern themselves with where the food will come for their next meal. Because they have certainty that it is Hashem that will send them that food for the meal, that it will be Hashem that will send them the place to sleep, direct them to the place to sleep, that will be safe and undisturbed. This is the essence of the balance point. When you are receiving, which is what you were created to do. You were created as a desire to receive. But you are receiving for the purpose of sharing, not for yourself. And that is what human beings are being directed to, are being urged to grow to that level of connection to Hashem, where whatever they receive is really just to be a funnel to share it to the appropriate person that Hashem has directed them to share it with. And therefore, with the human being becomes the hands of the Creator, the hands of Hashem. And that is when we will have reached the level of Mashiach. And as I describe that, we all say, think that can never happen. Because the human beings that we know are oriented to themselves, to their selfishness. On one sense, you can say to their greed, because they're after money to provide their protection so they can build alarms and all of the rest of it. The question is, do you think that Hashem can cleanse human beings to the point where they will not be concerned with their own needs because they know that Hashem will direct someone else to provide that? And therefore, they can be busy looking for the right person for them to share with. That's the level of tzaddikim. And when you reach the level of tzaddikim, you are all equal. But you're not equal in your capacity to receive. You're only equal in the consciousness of sharing that comes from whatever you receive has that purpose, not to keep it for yourself. This is what this verse is talking about. What is the question? You will not lack anything while you're in the land of Israel. Why? The question is, why does it say in it, in the land? Why does it need to say that word or that phrase twice? You shall not, a land which in it you shall eat bread without scarceness. You shall not lack anything in it. The phrase in it is referring to what? To the land of Israel. The essence of the land of Israel is to provide a vessel that the children of Israel can act as sharing for others, not being concerned where their needs will come from because the land will provide it. Because Hashem and the Torah and the land of Israel are all unified. Now, is that clear as mud?
No, that's pretty clear. And I'll tell you why it's pretty clear. Because I have a friend who is always telling me, don't worry. You believe in God? Yes. Well, then He'll provide for you. Whenever you need it, you'll get it. And I hear that quite often. So no, what you said is clear. There is no mud.
Randy, it's a beautiful statement, a beautiful understanding, and it is clear. But I would suggest that the next time your friend says to you, do you believe in God? And you answer yes. And when the next part of it, when he or she says, then when you need it, God will provide it. Please remind her that you don't have to believe in God for God to provide for it.
Okay.
It's also a good opportunity to teach the difference between belief and knowledge. Because the person is very high. The person high is in spiritually. That she has this knowledge and she lives by it, or he lives by it. But ultimately, there's a connection by asking that first question. Do you believe in God? Because you do not have to believe in God. God will provide for you what you need. And that's the mistake that people make. Because I believe in God, that's why God provides for me. God provides for you. God provides for everything. God created 30,000 species, maybe it's 30 million species of insects. And he provides for all of them. Do you think an insect goes hungry?
No.
Remember one of the curses that the snake received for fooling Eve. One of the curses is to crawl on its belly and eat dust. Is that such a curse?
No.
You're never hungry if you're eating dust, are you?
Right.
You're never concerned with where your next meal is coming from, are you?
No.
So why does a snake attack a human being? Because the snake is told to attack the human being. He's not doing it for food. He's doing it because he got a message to attack that human being. But it's not a curse to crawl on the ground and eat dust. And yet it is a curse. Because if you never worry about food, you never pray to God. You never make that connection. That's another aspect for your friend. If you don't know God, you're not making connection to God. I believe in God is a buzzword, a code word. It's telling you, I'm not sure there's a God. And that's the most important lesson that any human being can learn. Let go of doubt. If you're not sure, then say you're not sure. God does not stop providing food for you and shelter for you because you're not sure. But when you say, I believe in God, are you telling the truth? Or are you hiding behind a code word? As high as your friend is spiritually, there are many other levels that person can grow. Any other questions or comments or thoughts from anybody else? or even Brandy. You're entitled to keep going. Brandy, do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No, I'm speechless.
That's an impossibility, Bleonora. That is a joke. It isn't a fact.
I laughed.
I know you did. I just want to make sure that others know that it's not a statement of fact. It's my poor excuse for humor. Well, we are out of time. So our class tonight at the 7 o'clock West Coast time hour is the Ari, writing an essay by the Ari or a comment by the Ari that I think you will enjoy. All of you have a beautiful evening. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Thank you.
Well,
Shalom.
Shalom.